Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello everyone, this is Linda Torres, and I am your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide live internet radio. And we are airing from 8 to 9 every other Monday, just so you know. I'm always excited to bring wonderful messages and information on the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. Tonight we have a special guest. His name is Robert Sakian. But before I introduce Robert, I just want to give you a brief message from the angels. You know that we like to invite the angels to be with us. So join me in inviting all the angels and archangels and our spirit guides to be with us, to bring their loving guidance and support and their blessings tonight. I always, you know, remind everyone of our own free will, and that the angels will never interfere in our life if we do not let them, and if we don't give them our permission. I also do this with my angel readings. If you're interested in more information on the angels, you can always go to my website at www.angelsarenearus.com. So, a brief message. You know, we've been working with Archangel Michael for the past 2 months, I think. And today it was very specific when I saw my angel guidance message where it said, let go. Then I turned to my other cards, which I usually do, and it said, let go of fear. So there's something that Michael is trying to tell us, and definitely it came through that we need to let go of our struggle in life. You know, there's no need to struggle with anything. Solutions usually come easily when we hand it over to the angels. And, you know, struggle is based on fear, which goes up to all energy points in our bodies, and that creates barriers. And one of the reasons why worry slows down a lot of our manifestations, so, you know, with our concerns and our worries, just give them all to God so everything can go just smoothly, quickly, and all issues will not feel as tense. So, you know, Archangel Michael is just saying, give your worries to God and the angels. Ask for help. Instead of struggling and worrying, just, you know, talk to heaven about the fears. And, you know, heaven has a divine plan that's beyond our scope as, you know, our human imagination. But you may not see solution at the moment. Sometimes, you know, our problems, we think they're going to be forever. But just trust. Trust that everything is in place and we are being guided to give our worries or our angers, our resentment to Archangel Michael. There's no need to burden ourselves. So the more you can let go and allow God and the angels to be in charge, the faster the outcome will manifest. You know, and then we can say a prayer thanking God and the angels for the beautiful outcome that will become of that situation. It'll be perfect and fair, and we thank God and the angels for that. And we thank Archangel Michael for giving us so much trust and having faith. So that was our brief message. So let me talk about Robert. So Robert has over 15 years of experience as a spiritual coach and a transformational and gifted intuitive, teaching and counseling utilizing both Eastern and Western spiritual principles. Let me just finish. I need to say this because, you know, Robert teaches and guides individuals on becoming self-realized. And as a transpersonal intuitive, he feels the heart and self-doubt that keep one from expressing their nature. So Robert has the ability to align with your soul, offering personalized information for your journey toward your self-discovery. I know that he offers intuitive sessions in person and by phone, so he'll talk more a little bit about that. So without further delay, help me welcome Robert. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Linda.
How are you?
Everyone. I'm fine.
Welcome to Angels Are Near Us. Thank you for being here tonight.
Oh, I'm just totally enjoying what you're saying and being here as well. And as I was listening to you, the most important thing that I've been finding, especially of late, is that people that I work with need to uncover that which is blocking them and whatever their fear is. So what I do as an intuitive, and sometimes I will work with the guides if that's important or necessary for people to know who they are. But not only do we find out what the blockage is, but also what I'd like to offer is the tools for them to uncover them. So instead of, as an example, one might say, well, you know, you have a difficulty of being assertive.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just letting that be there, I, with the help of guidance and intuitiveness, is to find out, well, okay, where did that start? What do I need to do to get past that?
Absolutely. I understand what you're saying. I was, you know, reading your bio, and you were talking about, you've had a wonderful journey, but you were talking about your teacher, who is Meher Baba. I don't know if I pronounced that right.
It's Meher Baba.
Yes. Meher Baba. And that you were attending a meeting, and you felt you were home. And I was really amazed by that. Can you talk about a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Well, being an ex-hippie, when I gave up drugs in 1970, I started looking around for someone that had the answers. And I had dabbled in TM and Buddhism and other avenues to approach to God. And when I was living in Greenwich Village, I picked up a newspaper and the Greenwich Village Voice, and there was a photo of Meher Baba, and it said, "Don't worry, be happy." And I said, "Oh, well, I'm going to check who he is." And I went to a meeting in Greenwich Village, and then I was like being home. And he answered all the questions that I needed, for an example of what is God? How did creation start? What about reincarnation? Men and women, why is there fear? What about war? And it answered every aspect of what I needed to understand on a deeper level. And that journey has taken me even now. So before I ever do a session with anyone, I always surrender to God first.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason doing that is that I, as an individual, never get attached to the results. It allows for me to have to work with God and allow the flowing of that energy to align with the other person on their soul level, and to help and give information so that person, if they choose, to get past whatever those blockages are.
Wow. So when you talk about your spirit guides, do you know who your spirit guides are, or do you just receive the information as intuitiveness?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Part of that journey, being with Meher Baba, I've also, instead of just following one teacher, I'm allowed to dabble in all other areas. So part of that journey in 1990, I had a need from a deep level to have a sweat. And the sweat is what Native Americans do to go go through a transformation and to uncover aspects of self.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone to all the metaphysical stores in Seattle asking, is there anyone that can take me and give me a sweat? And sure enough, there was a shaman. And this individual was white, by the way, but he was respected by the natives. And he took me into the mountains. I chopped the wood, did the coals, the hot stones, etc. And then a crow showed up in a meditation. And I said, well, in that meditation, I said, well, crow, what are you here to teach me? And I said, well, I'm here to turn your heart inside out.
Mm.
Right.
Wow.
So for 2 years, I went through this transformation, uncovering the heart. And it was interesting. Crows would follow me around, and we would do many journeys together. So then as I learned the Native American way and I learned what I needed to, then my guides changed. So my understanding of guides is that whatever frequency I am on,
mm-hmm.
or whatever I am in harmony with, then that guide will show up in that particular aspect. So once I learned what I needed to learn from Native American, rarely does a Native American guide show up for me, but for someone else, it may be so. So if I may, Linda, just go back to readings for a moment.
Sure.
I don't get into the futuristic things. I believe that whatever, when I sit down with someone the first time, I tell them that whatever you hear means that you're ready to hear it.
Mm.
And I don't get into the futuristic things unless if someone is not using, let's say they have healing hands, that may need to be shown to that individual that they may want to look at that. Maybe they need to look at Reiki or something similar or hands-on healing.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing, it's not only uncovering that which holds one back from becoming whole,
mm-hmm.
but also gifts that one may need to uncover on their journey to self-discovery or towards God.
Exactly.
Similar to what you do.
Exactly, yeah. In my experience, you know, I work with the angels, and I'm in the moment, and I also tell my clients, you know, whatever's happening at this moment is what you need to work on. And so you also explain, you know, we have to realize that sometimes there's a lesson that we need to experience that situation for some reason, right?
Sure, exactly.
But at the same way, you can help diminish the experience if it's painful, what we're going through. And, you know, I can say for myself, because I've had a session with you a few years ago, and I felt that at time I felt more confident because I was able to let go of what was going on in my life. Mm-hmm. And it just felt a little bit more peaceful. It was easier to have that more joyful attitude, you know, to keep on going on my journey. So I understand, you know, what you're saying, and listeners, you know, need to hear that sometimes there's things that we have to release at that moment, correct?
Exactly.
When you talk about aligning with soul, Robert, mm-hmm. and I know that your website is, I'll give that out right now if anybody wants more information. That's www.aligningwithsoul.com. So when you talk about aligning with soul, that it's your birthright to be happy and playful and empowered, how do you believe that we align with our soul?
Well, one first must be aware that can happen with mm-hmm. anyone. So there has to be a belief and have faith that that's there. So once one has faith, and that's what happened with me, I had to have faith
mm-hmm.
in that. When I first began to do sessions with people, and I remember a time when I was doing sessions and I was doing psychic fairs, and I would get caught up in, well, how come that psychic had more clients than me, and what is it that I was doing wrong? And there was a point where, God, if the person didn't get it, what was wrong? And then I surrendered. I let go.
Mm-hmm.
And from letting go without, again, the results, it opened up much more. It allowed me to have a deeper level of communication with the person I was, or my client, to uncover whatever it was that was holding them back.
Wow.
So if I may say something else, it's
go right ahead.
Yeah. The other thing that's really important, and this is a difficult for many people, is to know that there's no victim. And I remember teaching a class, and I said, well, there's no victims. And then somebody would say, well, what about children who were born into an alcoholic family? Or what if they have a handicap? And I'll say, yes, that's true. They are a victim. But how long does one hold on to that? Do they hold on to that their whole life, or do they move forward? So another example would be if someone splits up in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So one person will say, geez, or the husband or wife cheated, as an example. So one feels the victim of that happening. But on a deeper level, it's important that the person knows that on some level they set that up for that to happen.
Mm.
And that's really difficult for many people to say, okay, I set this up. Then once they at least be open to that aspect that they have set this part in their life up, then the next step is to understand, okay, what is my lesson?
Exactly.
Why did this happen?
And then, you know, and Robert, also not to feel probably the guilt. Because I think sometimes a lot of people fall in that guilt.
Exactly.
And I feel sometimes, like the spirit guides that you know, and the angels and archangels, we have to like really lean on them and then follow that guidance, because they want to help us and support us. That's the wonderful part of our soul being connected, right, to the divine.
Oh, exactly. Angels are just such loving beings. That Meir Baba said, and one of the things he said about angels, there are 330
mm-hmm.
million angels who take care of the universes on all aspects, and yes, there are the archangels as well. So, and also he said that, which was really interesting, people who follow Meir Baba believe that Jesus wasn't the Son of God, and I'm not here to say yes or no, but we believe that he was the avatar. Jesus was God in human form, but he had to say that he was the Son of God based upon where humanity was at that time. The same as Buddha, Mohammed, they were avatars to give humanity a push. And people who follow Meir Baba believe he is the avatar of this age. And again, I personally, like many people, I would assume who follow Meir Baba or things, that it doesn't matter one follows what, as long as one's on their journey to God, that's the only thing that's important, because that's our birthright.
It is.
And I believe that our journey as humans is to become one with God over many, many incarnations, and that's the journey.
Absolutely. We are one with the One.
Exactly. And I remember I had a dream, some time ago, and I remember in this dream that I was looking out over the horizon, and it began to change, and one of Meir Baba's disciples said, boy, this is going to be, and I'm paraphrasing here, a real hard time. And right after that, Meir Baba said, no, it's not. And I looked at the horizon changed, and then the next dream I was with Native Americans gave me some bones, two of them, and I knew that was protection. And then the third dream within this two-week period that people were dying I forgot now, it's when they have food that's, they have problems with food. It's I forgot what it is called. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that the world is changing. And as it changes, we're going to go through a very difficult time. And it's so important, as you related earlier, it's important for us to get in tune with our angels, with our guides, so we release the fear, so that as this time comes, that we become an expression to help those who are lost. And then I feel that as we become more in tune with ourselves, then we can be helpers, or at least not look at the fear that is going to be coming. And all that will happen is only to release those things that have held back our Mother Nature, humans, animals, and then a new dawn can come. But for that to happen, at least on an individual basis, we need to let go.
We need to let go, and we need to release. And a lot of things that are happening right now, it's difficult, you know, for everyone. And we have to see it almost as an illusion and try to think, well, this is happening now. I hear the angels say it's a cleansing going on the planet and in our lives, in our relationships. But, you know, we could feel a little bit better about it, knowing that we're being guided and that we each have a purpose to do something to go forward.
Oh, exactly.
And so, I'm trying to look at the time now, Robert. But so I want to take a brief break, and I want to let our listeners call in. And I'm going to give out those numbers. You know, if you have any questions for Robert, Robert will also offer a brief session. So take advantage of this time. Let me give out those numbers. Let me see. Toll free, 1-888-815-9756 worldwide. Or line 1 is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. And we will be back in about a minute and a half to get your calls.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dania Seabrook. I am the star of science fiction series Lex, which I'm sure you all still know, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Upon me. everyone. This is Linda Torres on Angels Are Near Us. And we are here with our guest, Robert Sakian, who is going to give soul sessions. And I think we have a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. What's your question for Robert?
My question for Robert is, does he have any messages that I need to know at this time?
Have what comes forth for you?
Sure.
So where's your strength? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you, strength? You've lost a sense of power right now.
Okay.
So when I hear the word strength for you, what does that mean to you? So you've put it on a, it's almost like you've put it on a side, and it's important for you to get more of a deeper sense of self.
Okay.
Which you're quite powerful, by the way. And it has something to do with, how do you feel about being a woman that's really, let's see how I can say this, a woman that is totally empowered and does not care how she is viewed? How does that...
That's what I'm looking to, I'm trying to achieve that right now.
Yeah. So once you do, look out, world.
So, exactly.
So I sense that your mom... Well, it's interesting. I get a sense that your mom had two aspects going on. It's almost like she came, one part was really strong, another one she kind of hid. But you were pretty perceptive as a child. Tell me, is that kind of a sense of your mom?
Well, in a sense, I always thought mom was weak and an alcoholic and, you know, there was, you know, a rough childhood. But then when I look back now, she, you know, left an abusive man with absolutely nothing, and me in tow, and off we went, sort of thing. So I guess in some sense she did have some sort of power to be able to do that.
Well, she gave herself away.
Mm-hmm.
She, what happens with many women, and not so much with men, but women primarily come into the world as caretakers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they give from their heart, where men are much more independent. So they'll just say, well, I'm going to do this, and they go and do it, where women as a whole like to have a belonging. So I sense that your mom, she left, it's almost like you, she left her power away by giving her of herself to this relationship, but there was another part of her that was hidden but was also strong, just like you, what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways, when you hear the word forgiveness, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? Somebody's forgiving. What are they doing?
When they're forgiving,
mm-hmm.
They're letting go.
Exactly. So it's time for you to let go of that which has held you back. So my suggestion is to write down all that you've held on to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then do a... what would be something that you could do that would be... that would signify letting go?
Writing it
like
down.
Like a ceremony. Yeah, besides writing it down and then doing
going
one.
Going up
ceremony.
The mountains, burning
and
it, and
there you go.
It.
And, you know, who holds the key here for you is that part of you that's your child? So she's
yeah.
the one that comes out and feels. So here's something else I often suggest this to clients is to... Tell me first, what were you called as a child? Did you have a name that you went by?
Tanya.
Okay, so we'll say little Tanya. Hmm?
Okay.
Oh, she's feisty. Damn.
Well, yeah, she
that.
Is.
That's you, too. So you have that as well. So you have this. The feistiness is one that has... So know this about you. This is important to get in. You might want to take some time... to write down how you use this part, Feisty is also one that's strong. She's the one that says, you know, this is who I am, and I'm going to just do whatever it is, regardless of society or men or whoever, how they perceive me. She's the one that cares about herself and is not dependent. So you don't have to be, you don't need to be affirmed, okay? Now, so here's what I would suggest is to write to the little Tanya. Let her know how much you love her, how much you care about her, that whatever she says, that you listen to her, that what she, whatever she does, you are there for her support. Because, you understand?
I do.
Because
Tanya, I have just one small message.
Yes,
we have another caller on the line, so just let me give you your message from Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Michael says that you have a lot of sense of humor, so try to see the situation with your humor, which is very lovingly. You have a wonderful laugh. And so just, you know, ask Archangel Michael for help and to shield you a lot with a lot of white light in certain situations that you're going through.
Okay.
So just remember that your humor helps you so much because you are so strong and powerful.
Okay.
Oh, before you go, look, if you have the medicine card to go to a store, look up horse.
Okay.
Look up horse energy. That's you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, Tanya, for calling.
Have a great evening.
You too. God bless.
Bye.
Okay, we have another caller. I think it's Jeff. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm Jeff from Florida. Richard, is it?
Robert.
Robert.
Hey, Jeff, you got a strong... you have a strong inner female, by the way.
I do?
Yeah, you know what I mean by that?
No.
Okay, so we... Are you familiar with male and female energies, if I talk in that from that aspect?
I think I know where you're going, yeah.
Okay, so you have a... Okay, so the feminine, just so we're on the same level, the feminine is our intuitive, our nurturing, our receptive qualities. The masculine is our will, it's our strength, it's action, it's what we push forward in the world. So I'm being asked to... Wow, dolphin energy came up with you too. Play. You have... do you play a lot?
No, not
you take
really.
Light, you don't take light. No, you don't take life too light, huh? It's pretty serious side.
See, that's just it. I feel like I'm getting a pull from two different people at times. I mean, yes, there's times. I mean, I am a playful guy. I like to make people laugh.
Yeah.
I'm great on the phone, but at the same time, yeah, I do take life too serious.
Okay, so here what I'd like, just the last caller I had, she had horse energy, which is, are you familiar with the Native American cards? Or if you can go to
I'm real new at this. No,
okay,
I've just become awake in the last month.
That's okay. You called because your soul wanted you to call. There's that you
right.
drew this to yourself, so it's you're on this new journey now. So when you go to a metaphysical store, and sometimes the libraries, they probably wouldn't have, but a metaphysical store will have these books called the medicine cards, and a lot of times you can look up the card or look at the book and look up dolphin, because that's dolphin is play. It's a real high energy. It's a lightness of heart. So I want to go back to the feminine energy. What is being asked of you is to listen to your heart more, because I get that you're, wow, you fight your sense. You know, you're really intuitive, by the way. Are you aware?
Yeah. I wanted to mention that, too. I'm going to interrupt Robert.
That's okay.
Very intuitive, because I have one archangel that's coming out right now. It's Haniel.
Oh.
And Haniel wants you to notice how also the moon affects your energy, and that's why you feel that pull, because sometimes the moon cycle, you know, you feel the changes with the moon, and your energy changes on these cycles. So that's just... just reassuring that he is very, very intuitive. Jeff.
Yeah.
You said it was the Archangel Daniel that spoke this?
Haniel. She's a feminine archangel, Haniel. H-A-N-I-E-L.
And it was
the intuition I'm getting, I am becoming more aware, and there has been some supernatural things happen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It started when I was 15, but I'm not going to go into it because we're limited on time. However, this last month, I have really woken up to it. I've had ringing in the ears going on for 3 years now, and it's really intense this last 3 days.
So that's what I was getting about the feminine energy. The feminine is an intuitive side, the nurturing, the receptive. So I would suggest that there's a reason that this is happening for you is to possibly look at meditation to get quiet. But you're also going to need the tools, not just this to be there and take the energy. I also get that you need to have some tools in order to know how to do this. One of the ways that one can get there is through self-hypnosis or have someone teach you how to get in touch with the guides.
Okay. I believe.
God, you also have tremendous... God, you got a lot of power around you. Wow.
I've had a real strong walk with God, I think, throughout my life.
Wow.
And really, where the angels have really protected me. And I even... Listen, before all this even went down a month ago, I was giving thanks for the angels that watching that, because I always knew that I've had an angel since birth. I didn't know the name. I didn't know male or female or how many. I always knew they were there. And periodically, from time to time, I just give thanks to them for doing what they do and being who they are.
Absolutely.
And I feel
that. The more grateful you are, Jeff, the more you open up to abundance. There's so many doors opening up to you. And right now, Archangel Michael is saying, you know, there's new beginnings and there's a fresh start for you. So,
I've been unemployed since June, and I'm really struggling with that right now. Kitty, give me a job.
Well, just, you know, open up that there is something new coming. Open up that there is, and just, you know, receive it with your arms open and thank God for bringing you a new opportunity. You know, just make believe. Sometimes we have to pretend, right? But even if you make believe and pretend that it's already there, it will come to you. You will start attracting that.
Oh, that's a new swing. I could do that.
Yeah, and just, you know, trust again and believe and like... we were talking with Robert a little while ago about letting go and just, you know, open up to this newness that's coming. And again, be very gentle to yourself, too. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Are these angels, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but I really believe I'm a traveler from interdimensional. And I came here as a volunteer for something big, a big event that's going to happen in our near future. And I think we're all aware of what it is.
What do you think, Robert?
That's what I'm being prepared for.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly. That's what you're here for. We all have a purpose. So, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, if
thank
I may,
you.
Jeff, just one last thing.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay.
We don't have time.
Okay. Good. There's guilt around you, and when you know what guilt is, what guilt means. Somebody has guilt.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just want to reiterate, it means I'm bad at this, I'm not worthy, I'm not enough. So there's a part that when you hold on to that, Jeff, it keeps you safe from moving forward. Okay? So
how do I let go of it?
The part that's holding who's holding on to the guilt, somewhere in there you disappointed someone. I don't know, is it father stuff? There's a disappointment. So here's a sensitive child who's feeling all this love, this energy, this God. As you said, God has been with you for a long time, but this part of you that is wanting to love and it wasn't received, so you took it on as you did something wrong, the child, because the child didn't have the intellect to know to do this. So one of the ways is to do this, to what I often suggest is to write to the child, let the child know that you are with him, that you love him, and that you owe, and whatever, you are always there for his love and your loving back. And in your own words?
To my
inner
my
child.
Child.
What will you call as a child?
Got it.
I understand that. Okay, good. The child is always the one that holds the key, almost always. The first 7 years are really important.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's why the angels are also saying to just be gentle with yourself and be very gentle, surround yourself with gentle people, situations that are not very harsh. Surround yourself with music that you love. Meditate, which is wonderful also for your soul. And just taking those steps little by little.
Well, thank you very much for your time and your blessings. I do consider this a blessing tonight, and thanks. I just want to put a shout out. Thank you, God, and the angels for making this happen tonight. I believe
this is
a part of, and I just want to give
thanks. Thank you, Jeff, so much for calling. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a good night.
You, too. Good night. Well, now I think we have another caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question tonight?
Well, I was also, I have been thinking that I am from a different star system, too, and that I'm here to help mankind during these times, and I wondered what...
You got cat energy.
Pardon?
You have cat energy.
Cat energy.
Cat, C-A-T.
Cat.
Yeah.
Well, I was born in the year of the cat.
Yeah, you got cat energy. It's wonderful. You have wonderful feline energy. That's wow. You know, you're powerful. You're receptive. You're intuitive. You're strong. Are you aware of that? Are you using it?
Yes.
You are. All right.
Yes.
So what's the problem?
No problem. I'm on the path.
You are. You're doing well.
I'm very excited about what's coming up in the future, and I think that we're all being enlightened at a very accelerated rate.
We are, yes.
And I'm just really happy about it.
And when I said what's the problem, it wasn't to be, wasn't to say that there is one, but it's always I also, and just like Linda, we do go to each other just to have those affirmations that yes, that we are on the path, and it's good to get that outside feedback. So
I think that's why I called.
That's what I was getting at. What's the problem? I was making light of it because you already got it.
Yeah, she is intuitive also. Do you do any writing, Jackie?
I write in little bits and snatches, just little, you know, like keep a notebook, and there's all sorts of things in it kind of thing, but
so
I'm not.
Archangel Gabriel is coming strong and says that you need to make time to write down your thoughts, like in a journal or just, you know, in an article, or start writing a book, something that you know, you can really bring out this energy and all this this knowledge that you have.
There's a new online newspaper that our community is going to start, and it's from some people that are from the Baha'i faith and just all sorts of different faiths, and I've been kind of asked to because I go into states of consciousness where things flow through me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nothing that I've put together, but, you know, I understand what they are when they come through me, you know.
Oh, so, absolutely. So Michael is saying to focus on that.
Yes.
Keep your eyes, you know, on your intention. And if that is what calls you, you know, that what inspires you, just keep your eyes on that target.
Jackie, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't get into futuristic things, but there's a boat ride or a ride or traveling? Are you sensing to go to India or some?
I'm hoping to go to the Prophets Conference. I'm trying to
save my
money.
there's it's important.
That would be in Cancun.
Yeah, by all means, it's important.
Okay, good.
There's stuff for you there. Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking because I get to go to the some of the Mayan ruins, and I'm hoping for some activation there.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm trying to clear ancestral trauma and things.
God, you're great. You're just a wonder for mankind.
That'll be a wonderful experience for you. You'll feel the energy there. It'll be a clearing process, and you will really acquire so much wisdom, much more.
Oh, thank you for encouraging me to do that, because sometimes I hold back because, you know, the grandkids need boots, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Focus. I'm just going
to
do it.
We have to envision also and just ask for help and for guidance, but it seems like you just need to again, put that intention out there.
Yep.
And
I'm going to do it. I will. Thank you so much
for calling. Do you have anything else for her, Robert?
She's wonderful.
I know. Thank you, Jackie. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good day. Wow, that was interesting.
Yeah, boy.
So I want to ask you, Robert, before our time is up.
Oh, sure.
Are you giving any... We still have a few minutes. Are you giving classes or workshops right now?
No, you know, I'm waiting. It seems to the first of the year. Everything is just on hold. I'm not doing
anything.
Just
on hold?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just...
But you are giving personal sessions?
Yeah. Yes, I'm still doing that.
Do you want to give out your contact information?
Oh, sure. So, now?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So
yeah, I'm calling right now.
Okay, so my website, as Linda had mentioned, is www.aligningwithsoul.com. Also, my email is rzakian, and that's Z, like zebra, A-K-I-A-N, like Nancy, at aligningwithsoul.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call me at also 503-866-7289.
Okay, that's 503-866-7289, right?
Correct. That's correct.
And it's www.aligningwithsoul.com if anybody wants any more information on Robert. We still have a few minutes and we don't have a caller. Let me give out those numbers. 1-888-815-9756 worldwide or 530-327-7602. We still have about 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh.
So... Let me ask you, Robert, do you think, a lot of my clients sometimes, I feel, you know, all of us get caught up in a physical world, and we forget that we have that soul, don't we?
We do, yes, that we're beyond that which holds us back.
I know, we just go to the material place.
I know. I know.
And sometimes, you know, I try to explain it like, you know, we are spiritual. We're not as material as we think.
Exactly. You know, the part of the, and sometimes what I have found out even on my journey, sometimes these old little words will come up from way back when, I used to have things like if I did something wrong, oh, you're stupid. And where did that come from? It came from Father. And then I had to make this determination. You're not stupid. So then, just firm. And so if the thought, well, that's not true. So when the negative thoughts come by, which many people have based upon their childhood, is to acknowledge it and say, well, you know, that's not true. And it goes a long way to making a shift because they're not feeding it the energy.
Yeah. Sometimes it's we find it a bit difficult, but we need to really go within, and that wisdom is in us. You know, like you were talking about, it's like the wisdom of the soul is in us, and we just need to know and be aware, first of all, like you say, be aware, right?
Exactly. The planet is definitely going to go through, and it's already going through these major changes, and what's happening... I feel strongly what is happening with our country and the world. The monetary system is going to fall apart.
Yeah,
we're going to,
there
are all these
shifts
going to
happen. So what would you
recommend
to our listeners at this time?
Oh, boy. Know that you're more than who you think you are or feel you are. And,
say that again.
Go. You are more than who you think or feel you are. Keep going. Even if you have it, keep going further because it's a great adventure to uncover the self. It's fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. we are one with one. So.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight.
It was wonderful.
Thank you so much for your inspiration and your knowledge. And I'm sure everyone enjoyed the program. We had listeners who were very, very interested. And again, I'll give out your website, which is www.aligningwithsoul.com. And we thank Robert Sakian for being with us tonight. And I want to thank all my listeners out there. You know that the angels are always with us. They support us with loving thoughts. They shower us with divine inspiration, love, and happiness. So please remember that. And until next time, May God bless you all, and may the angels protect you.
And blessings to you, Linda.
Good night.
And everyone. Good night.